Today we have a topic. On the one hand, it's a controversial topic. On the other hand, it's a basic. Let's go back to the basics. It's a very simple topic. I'm certain that you've all heard this at some point in time, and it will probably just be a chazara, if even that, to some things that you are familiar with. The topic is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is there a mitzvah today to sell your property, pack up, and go to Eretz Yisrael? Why is this a timely topic? Well, unfortunately, there's a war taking place at this very moment. But it's also this week's parasha. Parashas Maaseh is the pasuk that tells us about the mitzvah, according to at least some of the Rishonim, about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk in Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Nun Gimel, V'hoyrashtem es ha'aretz, you will inherit the earth, v'shaftem ba, and you will live in the land. Kilochem nasati es ha'aretz l'areshes es, I have given you the land to possess. Pasuk, pretty face value, is giving us a command that you shall possess the land. V'hoyrashtem es ha'aretz, you shall possess the land. It's always good to look at the Targum and to Rashi. However, Rashi is silent. Well, not shouldn't be silent. Rashi does not at all indicate that there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi's opinion on this matter, interestingly enough, is unknown. As far as I've seen from different things that I've read about this issue, Rashi did not seem to take an open position. Rashi here says simply the hirashtem ugirashtem. The hirashtem means you shall drive out. Oh, that's the wrong pasuk. Pasuk on the Gimel Rashi is aretz. The hirashtem oisam yoshveha. You shall drive out the inhabitants from possessing the land. The oz. And then, after you drive them out of the land, you drive the enemy out of the land, the yishavtem ba, tuchlu lehiskayim ba. You will be able to live in the land in a state of security. The imlaaf, if you don't drive out every last one of the people of Canaan, if you don't fulfill my command of getting rid of every single member of Canaan, lo tuchlu lehiskayim ba. So Rashi interpretation of the land, the way it's explained by many of the commentators, Rashi is not using this pasuk as a mitzvah deraisa, that you have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah for every single Jew to pack up his belongings and get on the first plane and live in Eretz Yisrael and become a citizen in the state of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say that here in the pasuk. Rashi is just giving us, the pasuk is giving us advice that there's going to be a time when you want to live in the land. And when you want to live in the land, I'm telling you a very big secret. It's not like other parts of the world where you can tolerate other people living in your land. If you're going to live in the land with an attitude where two-state solution, I don't want to get into politics, that's not the purpose over here. You want to get into a situation where you can have other people living in the land and have equal rights, opportunity as people who are Shomer Torah mitzvos, the pasuk is telling you, you're making a big mistake. That's not the way Eretz Yisrael lives. The Avida, the Eretz Yisrael, is different. It will only tolerate Jews living in the land. If there are non-Jews living in the land, it's not going to work. That's simple. I'm not making any political statements. This is what Rashi says. The Rashtem Oysa Miyoshvecha. You shall drive out the people from living there. The Oz, and then Yishavtem Ba. Tuchlu Le'eskayim Ba. The Imla. You don't want to drive out every living person living in the land. You want to let them live and give them rights and give them property and give them power. And they can do whatever they want. They can be equal opportunity. It's not an equal opportunity setting. Lo tuch l'skayim ba. It's not going to work. It's not America. Eretz Yisrael is not America. It's not part of the European nations. It doesn't work like that. That is Rashi. Does Rashi adhere in this pasuk anywhere say that there's a mitzvah deraisa to live in the land? No. Nowhere is there any indication that this is one of the tayag mitzvah. Some Rashi b'mashma, it's a nice thing to do. You want to do it, do it. You don't want to do it, don't. You want to live in chutz li'aretz? So gezunt de'eit. In chutz li'aretz, you can live in peace with your enemy. You can be a Democrat, a Republican. You can do whatever you want. You can be independent. You can live in peace and prosper. But in Eretz Yisrael, if you choose to live in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful place to live. It's a holy land. There's Kedusha. You'll be able to do all the mitzvahs, tlius parts. I'm not telling you have to do it, but if you want to do those mitzvahs and you want to live in the land, let me just tell you the blueprint. Let me tell you the plan of action that is necessary to survive in the land. Okay, that's Rashi. The Targum, I didn't really study the Targum, so I don't know. I'm sure there's insight in the Targum, but the Mefarshim that I read about don't really talk about the Targum. Now, let's go to the Ramban. The Ramban is the strongest makar that there is a mitzvah for every single person here in this room today to get up and to sell your house, to sell your property, and to say goodbye, and to get on a plane and live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban couldn't be clearer. Ramban and Pasuk over here, and this Pasuk in Masay, Perek Lamagimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel, Al Dati, the Ramban begins, Al Dati, it is my opinion, Zo Mitzvahs Asehi. This is a mitzvah saseh. It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. You have a mitzvah to put on to wear tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't pick yourself up and live in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're not observing Shabbos. It's as if you're not wearing tefillin. There's something wrong with you. Zo mitzvah sehi. Yitzave oisam. Hashem is commanding the Jewish people, sheyeshvu ba'aretz, that you shall dwell in the land. The Yeshua I saw, and you shall possess it. Take out a weapon and go and conquer and go fight. Kihi nidna lohem. It's the land that I've given to you. The lo yim asu b'nachlas Hashem. The Torah is telling you, don't reject it. Don't sit back and do nothing. Sitting back and doing nothing is a rejection of the land. The ilu yale al daitam lelechas. Okay, then it goes on off on a tangent, and then he goes on describes the milus of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and then he repeats that this mitzvah, the yachzir mitzvah zo b'mekoy mesrab, this mitzvah appears. It's not the only place. Parashas Maaseh is the primary part of the Torah where the mitzvah is emphasized. And then he says, and by the way, I acknowledge that Rashi, my predecessor, Rashi came before the Ramban, it was a little bit earlier in the Ramban, Avol Rashi perish that it's not a mitzvah. V'arashtem es haretz, v'arashtem es sam yashvech, v'yaz v'yashavtem bo, tuchal l'skayim bo, v'im lo, lo tuch l'skayim bo. But the Ramban says, u'mashe perashnu chuho ikar. Don't learn Rashi. Don't be influenced by these outsiders, these non-Zionistic. Don't be influenced. Follow the Tzionim. I'm a Tzioni. You have to follow. Don't follow. Okay, so it's a very important Ramban. This is the Ramban and Rashi. That's for starters. The Ramban. Okay. So this is the Ramban is the most outspoken. The Ramban also has a sefer hamitzvos. It's like the Rambam. Just like the Rambam has a sefer hamitzvos where he enumerates all the mitzvos, the tayag mitzvos. The Ramban also has a sefer where he counts the tayag mitzvos, and the Ramban includes the mitzvah of yishuv eretz yisrael as one of the tayag mitzvos.
Yeah. And he further his opinion that observing any mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz is really.
That's a sifrei. Every mitzvah in the Chutz La'aretz is only hachana to observe them in Eretz Yisrael.
Where did he live?
The Ramban lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban died in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban Eretz Yisrael. You definitely find a trend among the modern day poskim that those who live in Eretz Yisrael will tell you like the Ramban, and those that live in Chutz La'aretz will tell you. Well, Rashi is silent. Rashi is silent on the matter. Rashi is just interpreting the pasuk. We don't have clarity. Rashi never actually codified the Tayag Mitzvos. And Rashi doesn't just happen to not mention that it's a mitzvah. But Rashi, it's not a Rashi. We don't know what Rashi would hold. Rashi generally did not enter into the halacha arena. Rashi, occasionally he discussed halacha, but that was not Rashi's primary focus. Rashi was a parshan. Rashi explained pshat in the Gemara, pshat in Chumash, Tanakh. Rashi does not learn, he does not explain this pasuk as a command. It's not a tzivui. It's a perush, is giving you advice, is telling you that the way the land of Eretz Yisrael, this is something which unfortunately all of the diplomats of the world fail to understand, that the mindset and the mentality of people in the Middle East is not like the mentality, the mindset of people living in other parts of the world. They think differently, their minds are wired differently, and what works for America does not work for that part of the world. It's a different culture, a different mind, a different way of living. And Rashi says that. Rashi basically says the rules of the world don't work the same way in Eretz Yisrael. And you have to follow a different system in order to have safety and security. Rashi, to a certain degree, is more extreme than the Ramban. Right, you go look at these Rashi and the Ramban. So you would say, who's the extremist here in these two? In these psukim,
in opposite directions.
You, if you look at these, so the average person on the face off the would say that the extremist here is the Ramban. The Ramban is telling you, don't reject the land. Get off your chair. Get out of your bed and go to Eretz Yisrael and pick up a weapon and join the IDF and fight. Right, that's what the Ramban is saying. Rashi, no, there's no mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But when you dig deeper, Rashi is the extremist. Because Rashi is telling you that if you can already live in Eretz Yisrael, let me make it very clear to you, there's no one else but you. If you want to survive, you want security in the land, it means you and only you. You have to expel every other person. Rashi, if you look deeper, to a certain degree, okay, we're running out of time, I don't want to run out of time, that's the basic idea. We'll talk more later. Okay, now, who is the other, what are the other major yesodists, the other major players in this matter? The Rambam. The Rambam has Sefer HaMitzvos, right? Tayag Mitzvos. And the Rambam, nowhere in the Tayag Mitzvos counts the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah. So everyone wants to jump and say, the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. The Rambam holds that there is no mitzvah b'zman hazeh after the Churban Beis HaMikdash to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi J.D. Bleich, he says, he brings even stronger right that the Rambam holds, because everyone's trying to twist the Rambam that he really holds there is a mitzvah. Rabbi J.D. Bleich, he writes in one of his volumes, Contemporary Issues of Halacha, I don't remember the exact title, but he writes that there's another Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, where the Rambam says that you are allowed to live anywhere you want in the world with the exception of Egypt. So the fact that he writes very strongly that you are allowed, it's mutter to live everywhere. What do you mean it's mutter to live everywhere in the world? You have to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah say. So it's not, if there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, this is unique to Rabbi Bleich. Because no one wants to say it. Everyone is apologizing for the Rambam across the board. He's the only one that says, no, the Rambam doesn't say, because the Rambam taka holds, there is no mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. Because the Rambam says, you can live, you're allowed to live wherever you want. If you're the mitzvah chiyuvis to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam cannot write that you're allowed. You're not allowed. The Torah says you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. You have to live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to live in Chutz Liaretz. If you live in Chutz Liaretz, it's only b'diavad, because whatever the circumstances are. So the fact that Ram writes so strongly that it's mutter, except for living in Egypt, because Lo Yashavi, Ram Taka holds that there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's Das Yochit. Rabbi Bleich is Das Yochit, because everyone comes along to defend the Rambam. The common approach is that the Rambam, there has klolim. Before the Rambam enumerates, it's a study to itself, the study of the Sefer HaMitzvos, a very complex Sefer. But before the Rambam actually gives you the Tayag Mitzvos, which itself, by the way, is controversial. Who says there has to be Tayag Mitzvos? It's a Medrash. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara.
Except not everyone.
You mentioned Rabbi Fivel Ruiz, right? Rabbi Fivel Ruiz.
Yeah.
So I heard him give a shir. Many years ago, he gave a shir about this concept of Tayag Mitzvos. Is it something that is universal? So it's a Gemara. It's a Bavli. He seemed to show sources that this thing of Tayag is not etched in stone. But whatever the case is, the Rambam says there is Tayag Mitzvos, and he says he gives klolim. I think there are 18 rules. There are 18 rules as what qualifies for one of the Tayag Mitzvos. So one of the answers that is given, they explain, is that the Rambam, they only list things which are enablers to know, if there are multiple mitzvahs which contribute to one concept, then you don't list every single one as an independent mitzvah. The classic example that they give to explain, I think this the Avni Nezer explains this approach in the Rambam, is there's a mitzvah to build a mishkan, and there's a mitzvah to build an oroin. The Rambam only lists as a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. But the Torah very clearly says, V'yosisa Aron atzei shitin, there's a mitzvah to build the Aron. Why doesn't the Rambam include the building of the Aron? So the answer is because the building of the Mishkan already includes the Aron. When you build a Mishkan, that enables you to have a storage location for the Aron. So a mitzvah which is an enabler for another mitzvah automatically encompasses all of the mitzvahs which which follow. Now, if you take that line of reasoning to its natural conclusion, the Rav Nineveh says, the Rambam does list in the beginning, it's the fourth mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to wipe out, to conquer Eretz Canaan. There's a mitzvah to drive out the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanim from the land. Why? Because now that you drive out the Canaanim, you can live in the land. So the Aron Ezer wants to suggest, among others, that there is indeed a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. There is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why the Rambam did not list that as one of the Tayag mitzvahs is because the Rambam already listed the prerequisite. In order to first live in Eretz Yisrael, there is a mitzvah to get rid of the Canaanim. So once you get rid of the Canaanim, what are you going to do already? Nenela, you're going to live in there. But maybe it's not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to get rid of the Canaanim. And whoever wants can live. But no one has to live there. No individual has to live there. No, the Rambam of course holds every individual has to live there. You must live there. It's a mitzvah say, but it's not going to be included in the Rambam's enumeration of the Tayag mitzvahs because we already listed a prerequisite. And one of the Rambam's klolim are that when you list the prerequisite, you don't have to list the things which follow afterwards. Okay, that is one approach. Everyone is working very, very hard to make it work out that the Rambam really holds that there is a mitzvah deraisa. Now let me present some other sources which seem to indicate that there is no mitzvah, just to touch upon the source. One of the sources that everyone talks about is a Tosfos in Masechta Ksubis on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin. Okay, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin. The Gemara's topic is the chashivas of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara talks about a situation where there is domestic conflict, domestic violence. The husband and wife are fighting about going to Eretz Yisrael. The husband says, I want to make Aliyah. And the wife says, I'm not going. I have my father, my parents are here. I have Bergdorf, Saks. I have all the good foods here. I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. Can the husband file for divorce if his wife refuses to join him? So the answer is yes. The father can say, you don't want to come with me? You're out. You're out of the game. There's a nafkamina. Nafkamina is no ksuba. No ksuba. If the husband wants to divorce his wife, there's nothing holding him back. He has to pay $60,000 for the ksuba, plus alimony and all the other things that come along with it. But if she's at fault, she's the cause of divorce, she has, let's say, did not there, she was a mezana, then you're out. Out in the street, you get nothing. You get zip. So is there an excuse for a husband to divorce his wife because the wife refuses to come to Eretz Yisrael and does not want to make Aliyah? The Gemara says yes. The husband can divorce his wife and not pay her one penny ksuba because she refused to make Aliyah. That's what it says in the Gemara. Along comes Tosfos, Rabbeinu Chaim, Einoy Noyeg Bizman Hazeh. This is an earth-shattering Tosfos. Earth-shattering Tosfos. Every single sefer that talks about the topic will mention this Tosfos. It does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Why? The Ika Sakonas Derochim. It's dangerous to get there. It's dangerous. V'hoye Oimer, that's what Tosfos says. That's not even Rabbeinu Chaim. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Chaim. V'hoye Oimer Rabbeinu Chaim, the Achshav, this during the time of the Bali Tosfos. So dealing over here, we're in the 12th century. 12th century, 13th century, 12th century, maybe a little bit before. The Crusades was 1096, that was the end of the 11th, 12th century, pretty much 12th century. Einoi mitzvah, lodur bi'eret yisrael, ki yesh kama mitzvah satulias baritz. You live this Chuma, this Meister, this Shemitah coming up this year, all the mitzvahs satulias baritz. The kama oinshin, there are some very severe penalties for not fulfilling Chuma and Meister. You're dealing with Misa B'dei Shemayim. Shemitah, dealing with many lavim. Poinshim, the Ein Anu Yecholim Li Zor Bohem, V'lamod Aleihem, period. A little Tosfos, that's it. You cannot today fulfill the mitzvos HaTeluyos Baretz. So, Sakona, and mitzvos HaTeluyos Baretz. Along have come many Poskim, and they say that maybe even if it was true then, it's not true today. Today, it's no less dangerous to live in Eretz Yisrael than to live anywhere else in the world. Okay, you're not safe anywhere. You're not safe anywhere. So therefore, many mitzvos baretz today, it's definitely not so anymore. Today, the Avnei Nezer said this 90 years before the establishment of the state of Israel. The Avnei Nezer, already in his time, it's no big deal to live in Eretz Yisrael. You can be mekayim the mitzvah tzliyas ba'aretz, and it's safe enough. Just as safe, I mean, he was prophetic, just as safe as living in Germany, or living in Hungary, or living in other countries. It was just as safe. So he said it's just as safe to live there as living anywhere else, and as far as tzliyas, so you can survive. So he said it expired. Along come all the modern day poskim, the Avnei Nezer said this about. He was from the Gedolei Hadar, said it then, al achas kama v'kama, the Rabbeinu Chaim's time does not apply this man hazeh, and in Eila, this is not an excuse. Okay, so what are the other reasons why it would not be a mitzvah? The Gemara talks about what's called the Shalosh Shavuos. Now this is a Divrei Agadah. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. We all say Shir Hashirim. Pasuk says Hishpiati Yeschem. Okay, this is an old Gemara. I don't have the whole pasuk in front of me, so you'll help me. Hishpiati Yeschem b'nois Yerushalayim. I have adjured you, the daughters of Yerushalayim, b'tzva'ois oy ba'ayolos asadeh, through the tzva'ois ayolos asadeh, the animals. Into oiru, into iru, into oiru es ho ahava atcha techpats. Don't press it. Don't arouse to iru vito oiru. Don't be awake the love atcha techpats until it's ready. So basically, in the long comment, there are three expressions of shavua. There's hishpaati, a shavua, into iru, the into oiru. The word shavua also goes on, the word to iru v'to'iru is also connected to the word hishpati, which basically means that in this pasuk there are three expressions of an oath. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning us, don't arouse the love of the land until the land, therefore... No, the Gemara says six. There are three.
And so there are different versions.
Different versions. Okay, I'm calling off the Gemara Miksubis. The Gemara Miksubis says there are three. Okay, the Gemara here says there are three. The Amar of Rabbi Chanina, Gimel Shavuos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. First, second white line. Gimel Shavuos, Halal Shavuos, Halal Lama. So there are three Shavuos, it's a drasha. Achash Lo Yalu Yishol B'choyma. Number one, you're not allowed to ascend with force. Rashi, what does it mean B'choyma? What does that mean exactly? It's all subject to interpretation. Rashi says you're not allowed to force to conquer the land against the will of the nations. You're not allowed to wage war and conquer the land. You're not allowed to rebel against the nations. We are in Galus, we are under the rule of the foreign, the nations. You're not allowed to rebel against the nations. You have to behave yourself in Galus. And Hashem made a shvu the nations, the achas is not for us, but the nations of the world, they're not allowed to subjugate us more than more than enough. Okay, so there are three shuas. So some want to use this as a source. In fact, the Gemara brings an apostle. Gemara has a story over here. Rabbi Zera, another very important piece of the puzzle. Rabbi Zera had the kamishtami minei Rabbi Yehuda. He wanted to make aliyah. Rabbi Zera, remember, Rabbi Zera, Rabba, come, Rabbi Zera, shach, come, Rabba, shach, who shachted who? Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, one slaughtered the other. But he wanted to make aliyah, and he wanted to say goodbye. What? Come?
On the papa of the
shop. Papa? A papa?
What's that?
Well,
I mean, you know about the
first. Right, it wasn't our papa. It was Rabbi Rabbi Zera. Come Rabbi. Rabbi Zera. Right, so Rabbi Zera was once, he once Taka died. He was once killed. So he came back to life. He wanted to make Aliyah. And before you make Aliyah, what do you do? You're supposed to say goodbye to your Rebbe. Okay? You have to, before you make Aliyah, you have to say goodbye to the Rebbe. That's the Derech Eretz. Who is this Rebbe? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was not a Tzioni. He was not a Tzioni. He told his people, you're not allowed. It's a loisase. Okay, this is an extreme opposite. Most poskim, you want to go. You don't want to go, don't go. Are you mechuyev? You're not mechuyev. But if you go, it's a good thing. He says you're not allowed to go. It's also to go. You are violating a mitzaseh. It says in the Shnemar. It says in Yirmiyah. The Bavel Yuvahu, that the Kalim of the Beis Hamidlash, really refers to the Aron, it will be brought, when he interprets it, referring to the people, you will be brought down. There will be a Churban Bayis Rishon. It's problematic because this is the Bayis Rishon, not the Bayis Sheni. The Bavel Yuvala, the Shama Yihiyu, and you will remain there. You will remain in Bavel and Galus, Ad Yoim Pakti Asam, until the day I call you back to come, until Mashiach comes. Nu'um Hashem, and these are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was of the opinion that you're not allowed to the other extreme. So therefore, Rabbi Zera wanted to go. but my Rebbe paskins on. So he had a very big dilemma. If I'm going to go to my Rebbe and say, Rebbe, bye bye, I'm going, I'll see you. Where are you going? Where are you going, my Talmud? Where are you going? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. And if you would tell him where I'm going, he would get into trouble. He would get into a conflict with his Rebbe. So if we had this dilemma. But what do we take away from this? We take away from this that we have Rabbeinu Chaim, who says it doesn't apply to Sakonis Nefashos and this Nikimim Kaim Nemithas. We have the Gimel Shavuos. And we have the Pasik. On the other hand, I skipped all the good parts of the Gemara. Half, most of the Gemara over here talks about the Mailos of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara presents the Mailos of Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Chutz Yaretz, it's as if you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara talks about the Hashkocha, the Brochos that it talks about over here, you have the two extremes. On this staff, these two daf, Kuf Yud Alf and Kuf Yud Alf, you have the two extremes of the Milos and of the Halachic problems. Yeah.
We can imagine a similar debate going on. We learned Ezra the Hebrew.
Yeah.
You can imagine the same kind of argument going on then.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so the question is, what do we do with this Shavua? So as far as the Shavua is concerned, there are many solutions to the Shavua. One, the common solution you mentioned is that you only mechoyu. There are two Shavuos were for us, and one was for the Umos Sa'olam. The Umos Sa'olam were adjured not to cause us to suffer from Yosef Midai. After the Crusades, after the period of Inquisition, and after the Holocaust, there is no doubt, there is no question that they have not kept their part of the deal. They have not kept part of the deal. Al pi halacha, we don't have to keep our part of the deal. So that is a very common approach. Why the Shavuos do not apply in modern times? After the Crusades was enough. The slaughter that took place during the Crusades was enough in order to be mevatel the Shavua. Another thing is very important. This is probably the most basic. You cannot bring a halachic raya from Divrei Agada. This is a basic principle in halacha. And halacha, the source of halacha is from halacha. You don't file paskin halacha out of a Divrei Agada. This is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Hishpati eschem benos yishlayim im te'iru v'im to'iru eso avad shetechbatz. And it's an agada, a shavu. What kind of shavu? Hashem makes a shavu. What kind of shavu is this? This Divrei Agada. Halacha is not derived from Divrei Agada. It's a nice thing to understand that, to put in perspective. But al pi halacha, if you have an opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps there would be a chiv to go to Eretz Yisrael. Another issue is, yeah,
people who say it's usher that cannot say halacha with it, and that's a halachically derived basis, but using the same argument.
Right, you cannot use this as a source of halacha because it's Divrei Agada. Furthermore, we don't find that Klal Yisrael this was makabel. We don't find that Klal Yisrael was makabel this. They accepted this chumrah upon themselves. It was Hashem was more of a punishment. Okay, another issue. This is very interesting. The Stipler was very pro Eretz Yisrael. The Stipler says, "In a chinami, this may be a dilemma. Are you allowed to establish a yishuv in Eretz Yisrael? But it's not nogeos because it's already been established. Once it's already been established, let bygones be bygones." Like, when they established the state, no one came to ask the rabbanim, "Should we establish? Should we not establish?" It was done. No one's asking. No, it's already there. The yishuv is already there. It's a moot issue. If you come in, there was no Medina, and now you have a halachic dilemma, it's being presented to you, okay, so then maybe you can argue you're not allowed to. But the Medina has been established, whether you like it or not. So let's move on.
Everyone says that.
Exactly. So this, many places can take this approach. Is that it's not? It's this is not something. There's no din of it. It's a mitzvah haboba avera. There's no such concept of mitzvah haboba avera when it comes to yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it was. Eretz Yisrael has been established. It's just as safe to live there as anywhere else in the world. Parnas opportunities are questionable. Many will tell you that it's not such a big difference. Okay, so these are. These are some of the reasons why we don't take that into consideration. Okay, halacha l'maisa, Rav Moshe paskins the ikur like Rabbeinu Chaim and like the other Rishonim. I don't have all the names of the Rishonim. Rav Moshe holds that there's a difference between mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. Kiyumis means you have no obligation to do the mitzvah. But if you do the mitzvah, you mekayim the mitzvah. For example, tzitzis. Tzitzis is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Nowhere in the Torah did the Torah tell you you must wake up in the morning and put on a garment that has tzitzis. It doesn't say that in the Torah. The Torah says, if you happen to have a garment of dalet kenafos, then you mekayim the mitzvah, you put on the tzitzis. But you don't have an obligation to put yourself in a situation where you have a garment of four corners. If you mekayim it, excellent. You have stopped. But no one is putting you in the situation you must do this mitzvah. The Rav Moshe is very strong on this issue that Erik Yishev Eretz Yisrael does not apply bezman hazeh. The Rambam did not count it in the Tayag mitzvos. And according to other Rishonim, that the mitzvah is only b'shas before is not active today. It will become active again when Mashiach comes. But during the Tkufa of Golus, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Shechin in Eretz Yisrael. It is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. No one has an obligation to pick themselves up and to leave and go and live in Eretz Yisrael. If you do choose to do so, ma tov manoim. Every moment you live in Eretz Yisrael, you are mekayim a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And it goes without saying, all of the benefits that come, the spiritual benefits that come, absolutely, those are all enhancements, those are perks, those are benefits. But to say that a person has an obligation to leave his living, his location, chutz li'aretz, during a time of golus, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe holds there is no chiyuv to do so. This is Rav Moshe, and many poskim have come and followed, having Sternbach, something similar, they followed in this mahalach. Many other poskim disagree. Many other poskim are of the opinion that say no, that sin, that all the reasons there's no shu anymore, Rabbeinu Chaim is not so, we have a Ramban. Ramban very much holds that there is a chid, there's no question. The Ramban, there's a very popular sefer called the Megillas Esther. Okay, we're not referring to the sefer called Megillas. It was written in the 17th century by someone's name was Yitzchak. I think his name was, I even wrote it down, Yitzchak de Leon, I think if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Yitzchak de Leon, he wrote a sefer on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam has a Tayag Mitzvos, and one of the big topics is why did the Rambam leave out the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So he tries to explain, but the Rambam also really holds there is a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So many poskim go with that approach, that it is indeed a mitzvah chiyuvis to pick yourself up and to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, even those who are of the opinion, now this is a very important point, even those who are of the opinion that it is a mitzvah chiyuvis, do concede that if a person cannot make a parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, then there's room to be makel. Now, until recent times, that was definitely true. Rav Moshe wrote his tshuva in 1952. Okay, all the poskim say that 2014 is a very different Eretz Yisrael than the year 1952, only 4 years after the establishment of the state. And a lot of the poskim that were very lenient in looking for excuses why it's not necessary to go to Eretz Yisrael. It would be interesting to reevaluate if their opinion of what they would really say today, when the facts on the ground are very different. If you do hold that primarily it's a mitzvah, see, it all depends on what your starting point is. If your starting point is that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, but Asay Shabbat Chachol V'Al Tetzarech Lebrios, if you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to take handouts, you're going to have to take money from the government, you're going to have to go take tzedakah and be a burden on your family. Chazal say not every mitzvah, even when it comes to Shabbos. What greater mitzvah is there than Shabbos Kodesh? We learned today it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Oinek Shabbos. The Chazal also say if you don't have Parnasa, Asay Shabbat Chachol V'Al Tetzarech Lebrios. Don't be a burden on the community. So if that's going to be, so halachas kama kama, person goes there, shul, can make a parnasa, it's going to be a burden, that's going to be true. So that was definitely very true many years ago, to a very large degree for certain people, for certain segments of the community. Today, it has to be reevaluated. I remember hearing many years ago, someone went and they asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, should he make aliyah? Okay, a young couple got married, they asked him, should he make this, what I heard. I don't know if it's true, that's what I remember hearing. Someone asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, should he make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? And he told them, the regular family, someone from Brooklyn, someone from the, you know, who's born and bred here in Brooklyn, and he told them, no, you shouldn't go. This is many years ago. Why? He told them, Eretz Yisrael is a land of extremes. That's the nature of the land. Look, Rashi says, the rules that apply to Chutz Yaretz are not the way things. It's a different culture. It's a land of extremes. And many people there, it's true today, they're either they go all the way to the extreme right, or unfortunately, they go to the extreme other end. Okay, I don't even want to say left because sometimes it goes even more off, it goes totally off the charts. There's very little in between. Today there is a little bit more. But even a little bit more, it's a different type of more. It's not the same. And therefore, here, you're not used to that. In America, it's ashkofa-wise for your children. You said this probably 30 years ago. It's much easier. There's less danger. There's the middle of the road. That's what you're used to. Chinuch HaBanim is that much easier. You're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to land of extremes. I advise you not to go. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky did not express, as far as I know, any halachic opinion as it a mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah kiyumis. And if you know it's stated it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, he'll make an exception because of the extremes. Maybe today he would not make that exception. If you start off like Rav Moshe starts off, that no, there is no mitzvah chiyuvis. There's only a mitzvah kiyumis. It doesn't make a difference. There's no mitzvah. Until Mashiach will come, there will not be any mitzvah. And these are, so interesting, he brings them to the Sefer. There's a name, I forgot the name of the Sefer. There's a person who wrote a very powerful Sefer. This person was killed. Was killed in Chevron. I don't remember his name. He wrote a very powerful Sefer showing that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Mitzvah chiyuvis to live in Eretz Yisrael. He bought every makar in the world, and he went to Rav Moshe for haskama. So Rav Moshe, what? So Rav Moshe gave him haskama. He wrote very beautiful things. He says, I don't agree with what his conclusions are. He wrote a verse, writes, he exaggerates. I maintain, I read the Sefer. I think he writes, I read the Sefer. I maintain my position that al pi halacha, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a very nice sefer. He presents a lot of very good things, a lot of good arguments. I don't agree with his conclusion. I feel that he exaggerates a little bit, but it's a good sefer. I give you haskam. Everyone should read the sefer. They should see what he says. Okay, so this is something. There's one nice word that I did hear. I remember hearing. This is a very beautiful idea. Why the Rambam to be miyashiv? Why the Rambam indeed does not mention the mitzvah of each of Eretz Yisrael? It's a very beautiful idea. When the Rambam begins his sefer of Tayag mitzvos. When he brings the Tayag mitzvos, the Rambam says, the Tayag mitzvos are mitzvos which were given to us, he makes the point of writing, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe tziva lanu Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he went and he brought down the Torah, and Moshe, it's Teras Moshe. He gave us Tayag mitzvos. So someone to learn is that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the 614th mitzvah. Because it's not a mitzvah from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a mitzvah from the Avos. There are mitzvahs of the Avos, and there are mitzvahs from Moshe. Moshe, it's different, even though generally all the Avos were Mekayim Bris Mila. Moshe gave it to us again, Nochamo. We're Mekayim Bris Mila not because of the Avos, we're Mekayim Bris Mila because of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's true with regard to Git Hanoshe, within Bris Mila, but not with regard to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael remains a mitzvah. It's a Yerusha from the Avos. 13 times in the Torah, from the beginning of Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, Me'aretzcha, Me'alcha, La'aretz Sha'arecha. It's a different league. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah is Tayag Mitzvah of Moshe. It goes without saying the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah chiyuvis deraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael midin the Avos, the Aretz Asher Areka. Okay, so these are just some of the touch upon some of the issues. We touched upon a lot of the issues of Moshe, chiyuvis, chiyuvis, the Rambam, Megillas Esther. Okay, another one other thing, one thing I left out, one short point I left out is another reason why the Shmuel does not apply. Okay, the Gimel Shavuos. That don't rebel against the nations with force. We didn't rebel, they gave us permission. The Balfour Declaration. The Balfour Declaration gave it.
Or the UN
Resolution. That's later. That's later. Okay, but you don't even come on to that. Or the UN Resolution, the State of Israel. The Ummah Sa'olam gave us Rishus. Gave us Rishus, so therefore it's no longer a violation of the Gimel Shavuos. That's another very powerful argument why the Gimel Shavuos do not apply. So these are some of the issues. Okay, it's a big, big topic. There's been so much written on this. But these, the things that we touched upon are definitely the Ikar Yisaidais, Rabbi Nechayim, the Gimel Shavuos, the Rambam, the Ramban, Rashi, all the different things, different ideas. Ideas, Rav Moshe, Chiyuvus, Chiyuvus, these are some of the Yisrael
decisions.
Satna.
Yes, I do. Yes, I